up. Certain actions should disqualify you from being able to perform future actions. Being a convicted child molester should disqualify you from running for a daycare center. Being a convicted felon should disqualify you from running for public office.
But it doesn't. And until the law is written where it does, but again, you know, I'm kind of taking the other side of this because I don't want. Now, if you do.
He was one of the 200 pardons that Quinn had. Right,
okay, well, I think that's a pretty normal number. Mm-hmm. I think all of them on the last day pardoned everybody, all their friends, everybody, associates. I mean, mm-hmm. That's connections at Carol Evans, I presume.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that when somebody, it depends. You're talking murder, sex abuse, child molest. I mean, that's, I agree. But if it's drugs or something and you've rehabbed, I don't know if you don't give somebody another chance. That's what I think. We'll be back. Text in.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. Democrats take back control of the House. I'm Dave Anthony.
We have all had enough of division.
Nancy Pelosi called for bipartisanship, working with Republicans who will still control the Senate. But Pelosi, who could be Speaker again, also said,
it's about restoring the Constitution's checks and balances to the Trump administration.
That will likely lead to new investigations into the White House, maybe even into Trump businesses or taxes. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway told Fox it's a tale of two Democrats.
On the one hand, we want to work, we want to unify, we want to engage with the White House. And on the other hand, subpoenas and investigations.
Now, the President will have a news conference in 2.5 hours. He just tweeted, if Democrats think they're going to waste taxpayer money in the House, we will likewise be forced to consider investigating them for all the leaks of classified info and much more. In the Senate, where Republicans flipped 4 seats and lost one, Dean Heller was beaten in Nevada, but the GOP won in Indiana, Missouri, North Dakota, and Florida. Fox's Evan Brown's live in Broward County.
Florida's term-limited Republican Governor Rick Scott is now senator-elect after results last night showed paper-thin lead of about 0.8% over three-term incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson.
You know, there's going to be a lot of pundits who are going to analyze this race. There's a lot of people who are going to pour over all those inaccurate polls.
Now, Scott last night at his campaign headquarters in Naples. Nelson has yet to officially concede. His campaign says they'll announce something today. Scott, though, will be succeeded as governor by Republican Ron DeSantis, who beat Democrat Andrew Gillum by 1%, Dave.
Evan, Democrats did have a big night in other states. They flipped 7 Republican governor seats in all. A Fox News voter analysis shows by 9% margin more independents voted Democrat. More women also supported Democrats than Republican, especially suburban women. But more white voters and men backed Republican. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, the big story. The House is blue again. Democrats took back the majority, gaining at least 26 seats, with more to come when more races are called. And again, the Senate will stay Republican. The GOP could ultimately have 55 seats if they hold on to slim leads in Arizona and Montana and win the runoff in Mississippi later this month. They fended off all but one of the Democratic challenges to Republican seats, including a race in Tennessee. Fox's Gernal Scott is live in Franklin.
Dave, Senator-elect Marsha Blackburn won her race going away with about 55% of the vote. She says she made it clear from the beginning what her motivation was for seeking that seat.
I was running to take those values that we share and to work in D.C., all the things that you want to see done.
Now, Democrat Phil Bredesen lost despite an endorsement from pop singer Taylor Swift, which brought many new voters to the polls. In his concession speech, he urged those voters not to let this result discourage them because their vote will matter in future elections, Dave.
Well, Grinnell, there were also ballot questions across the country. Michigan went to pot. Voters legalizing recreational marijuana, that was rejected in North Dakota. Missouri and Utah made pot legal for marijuana use. In Florida, voters approved restoring voting rights to convicted felons. In Nevada, one of the candidates who won is no longer alive.
A Nevada brothel owner and reality TV star, the winner in a state legislature race, even though he's dead. Republican Dennis Hoff, featured in the HBO series Cat House, who'd often compared himself to President Trump, beating out Democratic educator Lisa Romanoff with 68% of the vote, taking Nevada's 36th Assembly District, which includes rural communities and large stretches of desert in the southern part of the state. Hoff found dead October 16th after a weekend of parties celebrating his 72nd birthday.
That's Lillian Wu. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A lot of local elections to tell you about. Republican Rodney Davis claimed the win for the 13th congressional district seat. In the 15th congressional district, John Shimkus beat the Democrat. In the 16th district, Republican Adam Kinzinger was the winner. In the Illinois House, Republican Mike Maron won the race for the 104th district. In the 101st district, Dan Calkins won the race. Illinois is getting a new governor. Democrat J.B. Pritzker beat incumbent Bruce Rauner. Pritzker declared last night, "We make no small plans for the state of Illinois." Pritzker is a billionaire who is an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. Pritzker had promised to overhaul the state's income tax system to get to a point where the rich might have to pay more. In other statewide races, Michael Frerichs wins the race for state treasurer. Susana Mendoza wins for comptroller. Jesse White gets another term as secretary of state. And Kwame Raoul wins for attorney general. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, Fox Business Minute in about 15 minutes. How will the markets react to this election? Huh. I think they kind of like it because you got balance, a little more balance in there.
Okay.
Okay, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. That's where you go for the website. But if you want to go see some fabulous vehicles, Honda, man, they got a lot of makes and models, a lot of luxury, if you'd like, on the BMW side. But they are an award-winning dealer because of their attentiveness to detail. They take care of everybody in service and sales. I mean, you have to jump to a whole lot of hoops to be recognized by Honda as one of the best dealers in the country. And that's what's happened off Neil at Burwash. You go say hi to Ben Quattrone, they'll hand you some keys, you drive around.
You especially hit that 4th Street extension right off Windsor.
Yeah.
It's a nice curvy road.
Yeah,
you can really get a good feel for it.
30 miles an hour, though.
Oh.
Yeah, be careful.
Of course.
Our finest U of I.
Right.
I do see them there. Yeah, you got to be careful in the speed. But it is curvy. Honda BMW.
I'm going to talk about my kids going back and forth in the back seat on that road.
Drive champagne. If you're going 30, you're not going back and forth in the back seat. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Okay, let's check weather.
Sunshine, high 46, 26 with clear conditions tonight. 44 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance of precipitation Thursday night with a low 32 could mean we could see some snow flurries. Are we ready for that?
I guess.
High 40 on Friday down to 22. Slight chance of precipitation. Again, could be some snow flurries. Sunshine in a high 37. Saturday, 44 on Veterans Day, Sunday. 36 now on ESPN, 93.5.
I'm telling you, it hurts this morning if you lose an election that you think you're going to win. And if you think something's going to happen and it doesn't, it's painful. And there's a whole lot of people that are probably sleeping in this morning because of their sheer exhaustion from late last night and into, you know, the rest of their week. And then they have to think, I lost. What do I do? Well, the Democrats are high-fiving this morning. They won it all. I mean, we are a deep, dark blue state, a deep, dark blue county. And that's the way it works. They got more votes, and it was 64% turnout, which is stunning. I don't know if Champaign County's ever had 64% turnout in a midterm. I would say that's historic. And the tsunami that was the University of Illinois, is what I'm presuming, has swept every Democrat into office and every potential Republican out of office, including the judges. Chad Beckett won. Steve Beckett's son. And Ramona Sullivan won. A pretty good night to be a D on the ballot last night in Champaign County. Now let's talk Rachel Sutherland in the Washington, D.C. Bureau of Fox News. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, the coffee's keeping everybody awake. We had tacos last night in the break room. Nice. There were still some hanging around this morning.
Well, I was up in the wee hours. I'm sure you were, too, trying to track all this. We still don't know everything, but essentially, as they say in boxing, kind of a split decision.
It is. Americans show that they're divided. They're divided still and continue to be. So Democrats retaking the House come January 2019. And, yes, with 26 seats at this point. There's some notable races here. In Florida, Republican Carlos Curbelo loses to Democrat Debbie Mucarcel Powell. That race was seen as a bit of a bellwether for a blue wave. So that I don't know if you consider this a wave, because you have to put it into historical context as well.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, Democrats pick up 26 seats, maybe more by the time all the races are finally called. But if you go back to 2010, with that infamous shellacking, Democrats lost 52 seats in that midterm.
Yep.
So if you put it into context, Republicans can then say, hey, not as bad as it could have been.
So Donald Trump speaks this morning, presser at 10:30. I know what I'd tell him. What would you tell him?
Well, I would tell him, I don't really get the opportunity to tell the president anything. I would ask him a question if he called on me.
I would tell him to just soften a little and open the arm to say, Nancy, let's legislate, not investigate. Let's work together and solve all these issues of immigration and health care. Mm-hmm. And it would be interesting.
You know what's interesting about what you're saying is he just tweeted, not long ago, he said, in all fairness, Nancy Pelosi deserves to be chosen Speaker of the House by a Democrat.
Wow.
If they give her a hard time, perhaps we should add some Republican votes. She has earned this great honor.
Wow. Okay, there you go.
Wow, I know, right?
He just did it. Okay, can't we all just play duck, duck, goose, goose and get along? Come on. Okay, so if you were in the room, what question would you ask the president today?
You make a good point about tone, because he mentioned it in that interview with Sinclair Broadcasting.
Yeah, right.
I might do a follow-up on that. Mm-hmm. I would think long and hard about what kind of question that I would ask if I had that opportunity.
Well,
but it would probably be along those lines. If he says he's going to change his tone, in what way?
Yeah, right.
I would ask him, what about, there are people still swing voters in this country. Mm-hmm. I know it seems like we're so polarized.
Right.
Everyone's entrenched in one camp or the other, but that's not necessarily the case. There are people who could be persuaded either toward the left or the right. I may ask the president, what are you going to do to persuade people to come to your way of thinking? Because there are people out there who can be persuaded. We're not all that dug in.
Yeah. And you know what? There's been kind of a resistance. Maybe that changes and there's stuff that can get done. I think there'll be pressure from the far left to investigate and subpoena and make this a mess so he's really injured in 2020. And what do you think the over-under is as far as how many Democratic presidential candidates will there be?
I don't know. I heard some crazy figure like 35. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that. I think it'll be similar to a flip reverse to when 2016 happened.
Wow.
And a lot of candidates, certainly. But it'll be interesting what the president has to say today, because you can look at it like, there could be a whole bunch of investigations, but Democrats could really overplay their hand.
Yep.
If they come out of the gate with articles of impeachment and a bunch of stuff, first of all, it'll be the same thing that happened to Bill Clinton the 1990s.
Right.
And then it could backfire on Democrats, and then it's actually a good thing for Republicans in 2020.
That's exactly right. At Sutherland Fox, no related to Kiefer, who I've been watching this.
I want him to follow me. Will you tweet at him?
Come
and
on.
Donald, too.
Come on, Kiefer. I mean, what a good actor. I'm watching this, what is it, the Lone Survivor, whatever it is that he's the president of the United States. It's pretty good Netflix. New TV.
I'm gonna have to try that.
No, he was a cabinet guy. They kept him out of the Capitol. Capitol blows up. He becomes president. It's pretty interesting. And I can't remember it's not Survivor. It's a Designated Survivor on Netflix.
Someone will tweet it at you, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Designated Survivor. Oh, that makes sense.
That's it. Okay, Rachel, we'll be in touch.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rachel Sutherland, Fox Radio in Washington Bureau. All right, 8:14. You're welcome to text in this morning 359-2255. Love to hear from you and what you think. Eye-opener this morning on a lot of these races that maybe you didn't think were going to go that way. And the blue wave slash tsunami hit our county and hit our state, no doubt.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
And ESPN
17.
College basketball season started yesterday. Number 4 Duke beat number 2 Kentucky with the score being 118-84. That has folks trending in the sports world today. Kansas over Michigan State 92-87. All the rest of the Big Ten teams won their games, and they were playing opponents that weren't too challenging, especially when it comes to Nebraska over Mississippi Valley State 106-37. In that win. We also have the Pacers in action hosting Philadelphia. The Bulls are in New Orleans. College football playoff standings also trending. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Georgia make up the top 5. LSU bumped down from 3rd to number 7. Illinois basketball tomorrow taking on Evansville at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
We have tickets here on ESPN 93.5.
Why don't you text in Illini, 15th text wins a pair of tickets. Is that all right?
Yeah.
If you want to go, I got 2 tickets. Illinois, Evansville, 7 o'clock, State Farm Center tomorrow. 359-2255. 359-2255. Text in ILLINI.
Or IL.
IL.
Whatever it takes.
I. Whatever.
And we'll go to number 28.
I said 15.
Okay, 15.
But I usually
fine.
Let you call the ball. So if you want to do 28, do 28.
Exactly.
All right, 359-2255.
And before I lose it, Stevie, do those university students' votes count for our local elections? How does that work, says Gary and Muhammad.
I think you're a resident here, right? Can't you transfer your residency to Champaign-Urbana? You're going to be here 4 years.
And we feel like that was one of the things that affected our local election.
I haven't examined. I'm guessing because I just haven't had time from midnight to now to analyze, and I probably ought to get hold of somebody that can really tell me. But I would guess campus was a tsunami. I kind of know how some of these other Cunningham districts and Champaign district for all these other things I don't think would have been the tsunami that would have been on campus. That's my guess. So I'll try and get that information solidified. But they found about 50,000 Democrats to vote. That's what happened out of 80. He had 80,000 votes in Champaign County out of 120 registered.
I stood in line in Tolono. I couldn't believe it. I've never stood in line at the library.
Has there ever been a midterm with 64% turnout? I would say no. It's stunning. Here we go with your weather.
Up to 46 with sunshine. 26 our low tonight. 44, partly cloudy tomorrow. Chance of precipitation Thursday night. Could see some snowflakes, low 32. Wrapping up the week with a high 40, down to 22 on Friday night. Currently 36, ESPN 93.5.
And it was a straight party deal. They went up and down. The votes look comparable. It wasn't a who's this, who's that. It's D. That's how it works. A lot of times, that's a vote. All right, we'll be right back, ESPN 93.5. Let's see how these markets are going to open. How do they like this election? It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are pointing to stocks moving higher today with the midterm elections over. Adidas reported a strong quarter, though it's predicting business will be impacted this year by slower growth in Western Europe. Adidas is facing tough competition from Nike. Papa John's says its sales declined in the summer quarter, though the decline was not as much as forecast. Papa John's could be sold. Market Watch says several potential buyers have expressed interest. If you're looking for an unusual holiday gift for grown-ups, Aldi is unveiling its wine advent calendar today. It features 24 mini bottles of 12 different varieties, and it costs $69.99. It also has a cheese advent calendar. The Dow was up 173 yesterday. The Nasdaq added 47. The S&P gained 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Well, 2018 Veterans Day one-on-one coming up this Sunday. Ata Durkan, who I saw dancing with the stars. Have they asked you to dance yet,
Ata? Yeah.
Stevie, they have not. That was great to see you as well, and thank you for everything you do for the community. That was a great event.
Diane as well, too.
We
like being there.
I really feel like you could do
there
that
you go.
Thing.
Yeah. Or just sign George up. He won't care.
Well, you know, Patrick Rouse from GTP Insurance danced a few years
ago. Patrick
was great.
I think the chant's starting for George Rouse.
There we go.
It's Todd Durkheim. What's going on? What's one-on-one, and how can people be part of this?
Yeah, so Veterans Day one-on-one, this is the eighth year, the event that Larry Canfer, a great local photographer, created in 2011 to say thank you, a way to honor his dad, a World War II veteran, and all veterans from all eras. And it's this Sunday, November 11th. 4 to 6 p.m. at Round Barn Banquet Center. Doors open at 3. It's just a way to share a meal with a veteran and say thank you and share fellowship with other veterans and hear a great keynote speaker, Royal P. Mortensen, Director of Illinois Fire Service Institute. It's our keynote speaker.
He's a Marine.
Well, that's right.
He's awesome.
What kind of appreciation do you see from these fellows?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, it's men and women who have served, who continue to serve, all ages. And it's wonderful to be at a table and look out and see the smiles and the camaraderie and fellowship and understanding whether these folks served in a combat role or not. They're all veterans, and we're all just trying to say thank you. And so this is from the Rotarians to the local veterans, and we certainly don't want to turn any veterans away. So if they sign up by tomorrow, they can always sign up at eventbrite.com or call 217-398-2000 or veteransdayoneonone.org, and we'll make sure that they get in and have a great meal.
Well, listen, we appreciate all you're doing, Ata, and Larry Canfer and all the good people that put this together. It's a great event. We want to salute our wonderful veterans that are just fabulous individuals that have done so much for their country, and you guys are doing a great thing. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate it, guys.
My pleasure. Todd Durkheim from First Federal and GTPS.
Shout out to Phil at Round Barn Center for hosting.
Phil Katsinas.
That's right.
I haven't seen Phil in a while.
He's awesome. He always asks about you when I see you.
825. He's a good man.
Uh-huh.
ESPN 93.5. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255. We had a ticket winner. Somebody won a pair of tickets to the game tomorrow night, and congratulations to that person.
Yes.
We don't know who it is yet?
I'm going to call.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll confirm we'll do all that. Anyway, we gave them away, so
okay,
you can stop your texting.
Thank you.
Amazon, I said, who's going to bring their business to Illinois? Apparently, Amazon has chosen Illinois as one of the final four, and they're going to split their, it was going to be a 50,000 employee thing. It's going to be 25 and 25 now. And I don't know if Illinois will get it, which would be good, but then I would say, what's the deal we had to make to get them? Money goes where money is treated best, and I don't think it's Illinois. But if we can draw them in, get 25,000 jobs, do we have to give them a tax break for a decade? I don't know. But that'd be worth looking into. But anyway, there's hope.
Every major apply.
Is it Kyler?
Kyler, yes.
You win the tickets, buddy. How about my Illini? What do you think?
I was hoping for a good season this year.
Well, we're all hoping for that. Bring your program. I don't know who's who on this basketball team. So.
Exactly. I'm right there with you.
Hey, enjoy, my friend. Thank you for listening.
All right, thanks a lot.
You betcha. All right, Tyler Gorman wins our basketball tickets. One more pair tomorrow night before tomorrow night's Evansville, Illinois basketball game at the beautiful State Farm Center. All right, then check some news coming up, 8:28 on this day after the election, ESPN 93.5.
Catch Mr. Basketball himself each Monday on ESPN 93.5. Fighting Illini Sports Network announcer Deion Thomas joins the conversation each Monday during the 9 a.m. hour of the Jeremy Warner Show. Tune in for Fighting Illini and Big Ten basketball chat all hour long. Join the conversation by texting in at 217-359-2255. Thanks to sponsors including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Illini Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Democrats win enough seats in the midterm elections to control the House for the first time in 8 years. Republicans, though, expand their majority in the Senate.
In North Dakota, Republican Kevin Cramer unseated Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Republican Josh Hawley will be the next senator from Missouri after defeating Democrat Claire McCaskill.
The good Lord and the people of Missouri have given us the victory.
Some races still too close to call. Arizona still needs to decide whether Republican Martha McSally or Democrat Kirsten Sinema Sinema will be their first female senator.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Democrats pick up 7 more state legislatures and governorships. Republican Brian Kemp's ahead in Georgia. The Democrat Stacey Abrams there hasn't given up.
But I'm here tonight to tell you votes remain to be counted. There are voices that were waiting to be heard.
Republicans win the governor and Senate races in Florida. President Trump holds a news conference about the election results at 11:30 Eastern. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois is getting a new governor. Democrat J.B. Pritzker beat incumbent Bruce Rauner. Pritzker declared last night, "We make no small plans for the state of Illinois." Pritzker is a billionaire who is an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. Pritzker had promised to overhaul the state's income tax system to get to a point where the rich might have to pay more. Pritzker largely financed his own campaign. He put in $171 million out of his own wallet. He raised $176 million. If you are not an Amazon Prime member, you can still get free shipping on Amazon orders without the $25 minimum this holiday season. Amazon's new promotion waives the $25 minimum that non-Prime members had to hit in order to get free shipping. That promotion started on Monday, and CNBC says it lasts until Amazon can no longer guarantee items in time for Christmas with free delivery. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
We appreciate you. I talk about it all the time. What do you want them to know about Darren Lewis and all your other brothers and sisters in the field?
You know, I just want people to know we're people just like everybody else. Just because they put a uniform on doesn't make us different than you or the next person at Meijer that's, you know, greeting us at the door. We're people. We just have a job to do, and sometimes people critique that because of what we have to handle it or what we have to do. But, you know, after a call, or we're constantly in the community reaching out to people and talking, and I feel like not just our agency, but a lot of agencies do that, and people just got to realize it's a job. We do it, and we want to go home to our families just like everybody else does.
Well, tip of the cap to you, my friend. Well,
thank you.
You know a lot about sports.
I definitely am a sports junkie. I follow Illini hardcore.
Hey, thank you and congratulations.
Can I give a shout out real quick?
Of course.
I want to give a shout out to Mid Pro Canine head trainer Tony Pyatt for believing in me and laying the proper foundation for me to be successful on the street with my canine partner and I.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call sktoday.com.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions, like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
I'm Jay Layman, former Fighting Illini All-American linebacker. When I need a new flooring for my home, I chose quality, and that's why I chose Flooring America. Flooring America is the place to help you with all of your flooring needs. From hardwood, carpet, tile, laminate, and vinyl, Flooring America does it all. They offer in-home service and are very experienced in all aspects of your job, from small to large. Conveniently located on North Prospect at 920 West Town Center Boulevard in Champaign, or visit online at FlooringAmericaChampaign.com. If you're looking for a real estate professional, someone who can meet all of your needs, call Marvin Turner from Coldwell Banker, the real estate group. I'm Jay Layman, and I use Marvin Turner for his knowledge and expertise Keith. He's also a member of the National and State Association of Realtors and a board member of Danville's Board of Realtors. Marvin Turner is committed to delivering exceptional service. So if you're buying or selling, call Marvin. That's Marvin Turner. Contact him at 217-260-1874. That's 217-260-1874.
Join the turkey here, and once again, I am boycotting Thanksgiving. Can you humans enjoy something else other than turkey in November? We see you eyeballing us right about this time each year, and every year I lose tons of friends. For the love of God, we need a break. Serve up like a Thanksgiving pizza from Rosati's in Urbana. People like pizza, right?
While we know you'll most likely be eating turkey on Thanksgiving, Rosati's Pizza would like to give thanks to all our loyal customers who visit us each week throughout the year. Stop by Rosati's Pizza at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or online at myrosatis.com.
No turkeys were harmed recording this ad.
Shorter days and lower temps mean less time outdoors and the best deal on the golf car you've imagined. Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars features the quality names and accessories to customize your golf car. Get 2.99% financing and save $500 on any new club car or Easy Go in stock while supplies last. Check out Battery Specialist Plus Golf Car selection, parts, and batteries for every budget and lifestyle. Online, it's bspgc.com or see them at 133 Kenyon Road, just off I-74.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus Laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully, and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
All right, here is your weather forecast.
We've got sunny conditions today with a high 47. 27 our low tonight with clear conditions. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 44. Then we've got more clouds and a slight chance of precipitation. Bumps up to a 60% chance overnight. So the flurries could happen with our low of 32. 30% chance of precipitation coming into Friday. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 40, low 22. Sunshine by Saturday and a high only 37, 44 on Veterans Day, Friday or Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 37, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we've been talking election, of course, all morning.
Yes.
Not only national, but a lot for Champaign County. Got a lot of texts in about some dismay, some shock as to how this county voted. Very unusual. Don't think it's ever happened. A tsunami of blue. 64% was the participation on our midterm, which, again, I think may be an all-time high. I can't think how it ever could have been higher than that. 80,000 voters in our county, and the Democrats had about 50,000 of them based on my calculations, and about 45 to 35 was kind of a normal vote. It's kind of how it worked. It's pretty easy spreads. They won pretty easily all the countywide races, a couple of county board seats, Jim McGuire, Jim Goss. Other than that, it's just all blue.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the whole state's blue. And I was so dismayed and disappointed that Erica Harold of Urbana could not be our next attorney general. I thought she's just a remarkable individual, more qualified than anybody.
I saw the city of Danville is voting no to their city manager idea.
Oh, so Scott Eisenhower could have stayed. Because he was wondering if they're going to eliminate his job.
That's right, but he bumped over to Rantoul, I think, in the interim, huh?
Yeah, he's now in Rantoul, right. Going to live in Rantoul, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, anyway, Erica, I was so bummed. I thought she's as good a candidate as could ever be, and disappointed the state of Illinois lost their chance to hire somebody of that level. People of that level don't run for politics. Erica Harold has this service inside her heart. She wants to do good things. She'll continue to do good things, but she's not going to be our attorney general this time. So very disappointed about that. I think the state missed a real opportunity. And now it's completely Democrat. So there you go. They've had control. They continue control. Bruce Rauner was a speed bump. And now it's J.B. Pritzker.
At Scotty's Brewhouse, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brewhouse for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
Before you start your next project, save big on the Craftsman 51-piece mechanics tool set at Lowe's. Includes drive tools, sockets, extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, perfect for tight spaces. Backed by a lifetime warranty, it's only $59.98, so you save $20. Get your hands on one today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid October 31st through November 7th, while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, Van from Heel to Toe Shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, when you're not watching baseball, you ought to take a minute to stop into the store and check out a really great selection of all the best New Balance shoes. We have all the sizes. We have all the latest, greatest styles. This is not the New Balance you may be used to. Heel to Toe Shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. Check us out on Facebook. Stop by and say hi.
Envious of your friend's new iPhone? At Sprint by Wireless Revolution in Champaign and Urbana, you can switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone XS. What's more, you'll save monthly when upgrading or adding a new line with an eligible trade-in. Right now, get discount rate plans for those over age 55, active military, or veterans, and discounted rates when you bring your own device. Paired with the fastest average download speeds in Central Illinois, it's the whole package. Hurry to Sprint by Wireless Revolution at Marketplace or by Starbucks on Prospect in Champaign and at Philo in Florida in Urbana.
There's a time for work. There's a time for play. There's a time to do things you don't do every day. There's a place to go for tools and machines and people with knowledge about these things. We've been here since 53 to meet your rental needs. When the time comes, we're the place for everything. Rental City.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus Laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully, and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
Yeah, check out Rodney Davis's vote totals in Champaign County. He got smoked in Champaign County.
Did he?
I mean, he got pounded. I mean,
I'm looking at the 135,680 to 131,958.
Well, Rodney Davis lost the county 40-18, Champaign County.
Wow.
It was a tsunami of blue. They got their vote out, and they won.
Make it Big Grove Tavern before or after the game. Heading to an Illini game, cheering on your son or daughter on a high school level, Big Grove supports our local teams, and Big Grove is a great place for fans or the whole team. Their menu also suits local athletes and their diets. Big Grove can also provide limited menus to large groups alongside other diners in our event rooms. Having a team gathering or an awards banquet? Think Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main, downtown Champaign.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening,
And now, with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and two Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. I'm thankful for many things. I'm thankful that I'm alive today. Many friends have passed away from cancer way too early. For food on the table, many are going to sleep hungry. For a car that runs, for warm socks and a winter coat, for heat in winter and air conditioning in summer, for clean water, a stove and indoor plumbing, for a surprise phone call from an old friend, for those who help the needy, and for people who open the door for others, for those who take turns exiting the parking lot after an Illini game, for those who let others in front of them in the grocery line because they have less items, for those who let others merge into their lane, for those who say please and thank you, and I'm thankful for family, faith, and for America. What are you thankful for, my friend? Make your list and be thankful and grateful and give a little love to others. By giving away a little sunshine, our life will regain some of its own sunshine. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. More at HabibHabib.com.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
All right, let's jump to our quick morning sports ahead of the Jeremy Warner Show. Diane DC.
The basketball season is underway. The story that's trending is number 4 Duke beat number 2 Kentucky 118-84. And texters in saying Duke had so many exhibition games.
Well, I guarantee it was allowed. They went to Canada for 3 and had 2.
Wow.
In wherever they play.
U of I had
Durham or Chapel Hills, North Carolina. Durham, I think, is Duke. Anyway.
Anyway, Illini play Evansville tomorrow at 7 to start our season. Bulls at New Orleans. Pacers will host Philadelphia. Joel Quenneville, that's got a story going now with Blackhawks fan having pushback since he won 3 Stanley Cups between 09 and 15. The prior 82 seasons, the Blackhawks had 3 Stanley Cups, but evidently clashes with the GM, Stan Bowman, is what's trending in Chicago as to why that happened. And the new guy, Jeremy Colleton, will be the 38th head coach for the Blackhawks.
All righty.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And Joe Madden, one more year in Chicago for the Cubs, then probably the Cardinal manager. Oh, well.
What?
I'd take him. Wouldn't you?
Like, yeah.
Well, if the Cubs are going to let him go, I'd go ahead and pick him up and have Mike Shelton be my bench manager again. Yeah.
Houlihan's at 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign is so close to the State Farm Center, it only makes sense to meet there before the concert or game. Enjoy dinner and drinks to start your great night out. Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, enjoy local talent performing live at the lounge. Why not take it up a notch and get a room? Surprise your sweetheart with a first-class experience. Make arrangements by visiting stayattheeye.com. Houlihan's and the Eye Hotel and Conference Center for meetings, special occasions, or events across the street.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
When you're ready for something new in life, a new home,
it's perfect!
A new business, a new car, or car, a new adventure.
Let's do this.
First Mid is here for you. We're ready to help you with all the exciting new things life brings. And we have something new too, a new look. So when you're ready to take that next step, whether it's financing a business, saving for retirement, or insuring your new home, take a new look at First Mid. We're here to help you achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Okay, a lot of texts in this morning. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. One more.
Okay, I'm retired on a fixed income. Illinois is one of the worst states for corruption, but I guess that's what Illinoisans want. That's what they voted for. Cost of living, one of the highest. Now Champaign County has elected a sheriff that has no experience in our county. They have elected an ex-con to be part of our voting process. I'm going to miss Gordy Holton. And he and Matt work so well together. Lord Pressing, our new treasurer, Lord help us. I know you probably won't read this on your broadcast.
Oops, here we go. Hey, listen. There are people that are very upset this morning. It was a shocker to have the kind of blue tsunami that has occurred in Champaign County. Democrats get everything. But name-calling stuff, you know, Aaron Ammons made mistakes when he was younger. He is, I guess, a felon because he was convicted. I think spent time.
Quinn was one of the pardons.
Pat Quinn pardoned him, mm-hmm. but he won legally. He got more votes than anybody else. Now he's our county clerk. We're going to have to, you just got to get over that and just accept the fact they beat us.
The summary, too bad about Erica Harrell.
Oh,
now Madison and Pritzker will run wild.
Listen, it's not, I don't think, particularly good based on the track record Democrats have had in the state. Now you got more Democrats, and you got Pritzker, who's the richest governor of all time in the history of the United States. Good luck. Good luck to us all. And hopefully taxes won't be raised, which I know they will be, because they've got such a shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
But again, being as unhappy is totally normal. You got your just pants kicked, man. You got pounded. It was the biggest Democratic sweep in the county's history, and I'm guessing it's all from campus. When you get 45,000-50,000 Democrats to vote in a midterm, mm-hmm. based on 80,000 total, a whole lot of the votes was 45-35, but Aaron Ammons is your county clerk, and that's that.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to respect the law, respect the process. That's how it works.
And to me, God's plan. Maybe God has other things planned for those folks who did not win their elections because they're going to do good in another area of life.
Very wise and probably right, Diane, but this morning they're not thinking anything but how upset they are.
That's what I'd say.
Well, and you know what? And dear Erica Harrell said as much last night. She said, you know what? It's a way to continue to shine his light in adversity. The biggest mistake the state made last night was Erica Harrell. That's just a missed opportunity to have something that high quality to run a statewide office. And then you'd have had at least one Republican in there. Does anybody feel comfortable with every seat being Democratic or every seat being Republican? We found out nationally, balance of power, people are a little more comfortable with that as the House goes to Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Donald Trump speaks at 10:30 presser. That'll be interesting.
Okay.
But we'll see. But again, Dustin Harmon is your new sheriff.
That's right.
He's going to have to probably rely on some of the great people like Teresa and the other wonderful people in that sheriff's office to help him learn the ropes. He won the election. That's how it works.
God bless America.
God bless America. Back tomorrow. Do it again.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Thank you very much for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Inc. It's fall, and it's a special.